Welcome to Off the Charts podcast series from CME Group. I'm Eric Norland, Senior Economist. Off the Charts podcasts are dedicated to examining the pertinent economic issues of the day in the United States and across the globe, providing a deeper dive into complex topics and hopefully framing issues in a way that can lead to a better understanding of the financial and commodities markets. Information is provided solely for educational purposes, and investment advice is neither given nor intended. To review our regulatory disclaimers relating to this podcast, please visit cmegroup.com.
Welcome to the third part of our series on copper. Today we're going to focus on copper options markets and what they're telling us about where copper prices might be headed in the future. NYMEX has a pretty good history of copper data going back to 2008, which is available on QuickStrike. And in particular, that copper option data becomes really good as of about 2014 or 15, when there was a deepening of the market's liquidity. Looking back to the early days of that data set in 2008 and 2009, copper was going through a period of tremendous volatility related to the global financial crisis. And copper options often had implied volatilities in the 30 to 50% range. But as memories of the global financial crisis faded, copper option implied volatilities began to ease, despite tremendous volatility. Copper prices peaked in 2011 and then fell dramatically by about 70% going into the year 2015. During this period of sharply declining prices, there were often spikes in copper option implied volatility. But after the year 2016, and in particular by 2018 and 2019, implied volatility on copper had become very, very inexpensive, often selling for just 12.5% implied volatility. Now, not surprisingly, in the early stages of the pandemic, the market initially believed that the pandemic was going to severely dampen demand for copper. Copper prices plunged by 30% or so, and the implied volatility on copper options went from 12.5%, where it had spent much of 2018 and 2019, all the way to over 30%, sometimes approaching 35%. But the market rapidly regained its footing. Copper prices soared, coming up over 100% off of their lowest levels and actually eventually hitting a new record high. But what's interesting is copper option prices never returned to their pre-pandemic levels. Copper option prices still remain significantly above their 12.5% implied volatility from 2018 and 2019. In fact, in recent months, like in April and May and early June 2021, copper options prices measured in implied volatility have often been trading at around 22.5% implied vol. So the market sees a great deal of uncertainty. What's nice about option markets is you can drill even deeper than the at-the-money volatility, which is where we typically draw the longest price histories. And you can look at out-of-the-money options, which means options essentially with strike prices away from the current trading level of the market. If you look at the difference between call options with strike prices above the current level of trading and put options with strike prices below the current level of trading in the market, then you can get a measure of the volatility smile or the volatility skew. And it helps to answer the question, do traders believe that there is more extreme upside risk, or do traders think that there is more extreme downside risk? Well, at the moment, the answer to that question is neither. Traders see risk to copper being roughly evenly balanced, which in some ways may be a surprising outcome. One might have imagined after such a large price increase in recent months, in the last 15 months or so, that traders might have expected more extreme upside price moves, but that's not really the case. Now, it has not always been the case that copper skewness has been as evenly balanced as it is at the moment. For much of 2018 and 2019, traders believed that there was more upside risk than downside risk. So out-of-the-money calls typically traded at higher levels of implied volatility than out-of-the-money puts. Now, that reversed very, very sharply in the early stages of the pandemic. Looking at February, March, April 2020, put options became vastly more expensive out-of-the-money than similarly out-of-the-money call options. But that all seems to have come back into line. So rightly or wrongly, Options traders think that the copper market could have significant volatility ahead, but that the risks to that volatility on extreme upside and extreme downside are roughly evenly balanced. And that concludes our three-part series on copper. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and thank you very much for listening. For more podcasts, videos, and research papers, visit the economic research page on cmegroup.com. I'm Eric Norland, senior economist. Thanks for listening.